Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus. I am also the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host is here as well. Let's bring on...
I hear the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I had got a little week off last week. Took the week off to recoup and relax. It has been a very busy several months between Immortal and Radiversary. Just kind of needed the week off to recharge the batteries. And but we've got a lot to talk about tonight, El Vacant. Radiversary was an incredible night. And there were a lot of title changes at Radiversary, 8 to be exact. 8 championships changed hands. And it is, we're going to talk about that here in just a second. But one more, yeah, one more time, want to congratulate to all the new Hall of Fame, RAW Hall of Fame members that went in over that weekend. You had Deez, the Unsettled Chris Cage, the lovely Maeve O'Hare, Dungeons and Dragons, and Unstoppable, all joining the RAWF Hall of Fame. One last congratulations to them. Great job. And, yeah, that was incredible. But the matches themselves, we had an interesting evening, to say the least. Let's go up and down the card real quick. We had a FUBAR City Street fight between Miss B and Buckshot. That was one of Miss B. Dev defeated Blake Bradley on the undercard in a very interesting match. The Powerball tournament, I think, is still ongoing, but I ought to check that real quick to see who wins. I mean, forgotten all about that. Where is it? Powerball tournament of champions. Let's see how far that's gotten. All right, we are in the semifinals of the Powerball tournament champions. The winner receives 500 wrestler bucks. You have Mithras taking on Mark Caliber, and Teflon Sheik taking on Money Sue. Those are the final four of the 16 that started. Very nice. All right. Good luck to those four to see who walks away with the 500 wrestler bucks. Also, in the Rock and Roll Carnival match, Feral Beast defeated Mark Caliber and Aaron McFadden. So that was that. All right. So let's get to the title matches, if we will. Chris, the Unsettled Chris Cage, still your Anything Goes champion after defeating Liam O'Shaughnessy. Swords and Scimitars continue their historic tag team title reign in one of the best tag team matches for the title in a long, long, long time. Just DeSade and DeGiant came very, very close. It was back and forth all the way. It was one of the best matches on the card, but Swords and Scimitars pulling off the victory to retain the RAWF Tag Team Championship. Now we get into some titles that did change hands. Claymore defeated the Immortal Griffith to win the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. The Unsettled Chris Cage defeated Tigress to win the Hatfield and McCoy Championship. Judgment retained his Champions Choice Championship over Jobu. He was able to pick a time that Jobu was not around. The clock ran out, and the judge retained by countout. Marcus Conan is your new White Lightning champion, defeating Wildfire. Mithras is still your Powerball champion after defeating STB. The Teflon Sheik is your new multimedia champion, defeating Kane the Governor, ending his pretty long reign as multimedia champion. And if I was looking at it, I was looking at it just yesterday, and I do believe it was the second longest multimedia title reign in RAWF history. And that one has changed hands probably more than any, since it is the oldest title in RAWF. But yes, Kane held that for 210 days. Just 58 days short of the Paragon of Greatness's 268-day reign in 2018. So Kane had a really good run with the Multimedia Championship there. Let's see. The Immortal Griffith still your Triple Crown champion after defeating Nox Boogie and Starshot. Uber Vegan TPO, your new FUBAR City champion, defeating the Hawkster Bully, who also had a pretty long reign, I believe really similar to Kane's. I believe they won each one of their titles around the same time. So it was over a 200-day reign for the Hawkster Bully. Uber Vegan TPO, the new FUBAR City champion. This one, well, it was bound to happen sometime, El Vacant. You know, it was going to happen eventually. She was going to lose that title with Mabel here at the Midnight Hobo Championship. Deez is your new Midnight Hobo Champion on a night they both went into the RAWF Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Deez. But, you know, as bad as that might sound for Maeve, it may or may not be a good thing. To be honest, El Vacant, maybe it's time Maeve moved on to other things. We'll talk about that with her later in the program. Tigra, still your estrogen champion after defeating Eva. Eva did not have a good night as she also lost the national title to Denzel the Giant. Denzel the Giant, now a two-time national champion. STB retained the men's championship against Strangleheart, but as a consolation prize, Strangleheart got a monumental win. But first, Mithras did successfully defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. But in the main event, Strangleheart defeating the Immortal Griffith for the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship, winning the title for the first time. And it was a great match. It was a great night. There were a lot of great matches. That Midnight Hobo title match was a barn burner. I was on the edge of my seat for nights. But anyways, so what did you take? What is your overall takeaway from hearing all those results at Radiversary, El Vacant? What stands out to you?
I don't like these anymore. I'm just saying.
Well,
and I showed him my displeasure this week, just so you know.
Yeah, I heard about that. I did hear about the victory over D's that you had. That's pretty impressive. You did have a very impressive win over D's in the start of the new period. So congratulations to you. We will see where that goes for you. And let's talk about real quick Maeve's Midnight Hobo title reign. Her first title reign was 308 days. Then she lost it to Sheik, but she regained it 14 days later, and then went on a 280 day reign. So a 588 days as Midnight Hobo Champion over the last 2 years, El Vacant. That is one of the most impressive performances of a champion in RAWF history. So she has nothing to be ashamed of.
I want to point something out here. I mean, I really like her as a championship. I'm sure she's not real thrilled about that, not having it right now. But, you know, the only other person who's done something like that with that belt, when they turned around and lost that belt, if I recall correctly, they turned around and immediately got themselves into the picture for the world title and then promptly became the world title champion. Did he not?
It wasn't long. That's for sure. It wasn't very long.
If she's following on that path, I would, those of you up in those rankings, I'd watch out.
So, I mean, it could be one of those situations where losing the title may take some weight off her shoulders, make her able to go forward and do other things. So we will see what happens. We're going to have the final rankings here in just a second. But, yeah, it was an epic night at Radiversary. 8 title changes. That hasn't happened since Graveyard Smash. No, Tropical Aggression of last year was the last time that many title changes on pay-per-view happened. So, and by the way, the record amount of title changes in a pay-per-view is 11. So it was by pretty much. It's pretty close, yes. Pretty close.
When did that happen?
You would have to – I'd have to go back and look. It wasn't that long ago. I want to say it was Graveyard Smash or 2019, but I could be wrong. I would have to double check with that. But that is
brutal name that showed the champion's curse. Jeez.
But at any rate, congratulations to Strangleheart winning the World Heavyweight Championship for the first time in his RAWF career. A monumental win over the Immortal Griffith. It wasn't the best of nights for Griffith, but he did retain the Triple Crown Championship. And so he didn't walk away empty-handed. And if anything, I think that at least the Triple Crown Championship, it produces a special challenge for the Immortal Griffith. I think it's something he can sink his teeth into now that he doesn't. There's a couple less championships over his shoulder. What do you think?
I'll be curious to see what he has to say. I mean, obviously, you know, we know, you know, what we were presented with right before the pay-per-view. You know, it didn't seem like he was, you know, real excited. You know, I'm curious to see where his mind is at now. But, you know, he did definitely, you know, he did retain that. And I believe he still also has the, 32-1. Yeah, see?
Yes.
Yeah, so
which,
he's got
by the way, Which, by the way, he does have to defend tomorrow on Superstars, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. But let's see. Kane the Governor, the Teflon Sheik beating Kane the Governor. What did you take away from Teflon Sheik getting a victory over Kane?
Look, like I said 2 weeks ago, you know, the man likes to call himself the Streak Breaker, and I guess he lived up to it because he did it again. You know, now, if history repeats itself, he'll turn around and lose it somehow in the next 2 hours. I don't know how he'll do that, but it seems to be what he does. But
this is true.
But, you know, he likes to break streaks, and then he doesn't seem that once the streak's broken, he's just like, hey, whatever, and moves on to the next thing. But, you know, good for him. It was a good match, you know, and, you know, like I said, I don't like Kane had kind of beaten me into submission about betting against him, but I said if anyone was going to beat the streak, you know, she would probably be the guy because he takes great pleasure in that exact thing. You know, and like I said, it was a very good match. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of Kane. I'm sure he's going to put himself right back in the mix for some title or another. And, you know, I'm curious to see what that'll look like.
Indeed.
You know, one of the things I have found traditionally in this company is that when someone has a title and then has it for a really long time, they get used to having RAWF gold, which means they get used to that fame. They get used to that lifestyle. They get used to that paycheck, right? They get used to being the top of the heap in this business. And then when they lose that title, they get hungry to make sure they're back into that market real fast. So I think Kane is going to be hunting gold real hard real soon.
Speaking of title matches, we will have one tonight for the After Hours Championship. Marcus Conan will defend that title later in the program. We are, of course, if you are out here in the chat making noise, there's a possibility that you may challenge Marcus for that championship tonight. We will know later in the program when I get a message from the championship committee on who they deem worthy of challenging Marcus Conan tonight. Speaking of Marcus Conan, though, he won the White Lightning Championship at Rativersary. He's already After Hours and Superstars champion and could possibly add another championship were he to win his contender match tomorrow. But before we get to all of that, El Vacant, it is time to announce the final ranking period rankings for May of 2022.
Yeah, funny that. I got it right here.
There you go.
All righty. So here we go. We're going to start. Like I said, this is it. This is the final. So this is going to determine who's getting what number one contender shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. In 25th place, we have the Cougar. In 24th place, we have our current Triple Crown champion, the Immortal Griffith. In 23rd place, we have our current national champion, Denzel the Giant. In 22nd place, we have Kane the Governor. In 21st place, we have Basic Jan. Why do I want orange juice all of a sudden? Yeah, no, whatever. In 20th place, we have Magnificent Michael. I don't think I've ever actually seen that name in the final top 25. Very cool. In 19th place, we have Dev. In 18th place, we have Starshot. And this is sort of funny, actually. In 17th place, we have Hotshot. In 16th place, we have our current multimedia champion, the Teflon Sheik. In 15th place, we have our current Hatfield McCoy and Anything Goes champion, the most aptly named man in all of wrestling today, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In 14th place, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. That's right, Hobo Ezekiel is in 14th right now. In 13th place, our new Ultimate Gauntlet champion, Claymore. In 12th place, we have Blake Mother effing Bradley. I'm not going to say that because we're on radio and children listen to this. You need a better name, sir. That's shame on you. All right. In 11th place, we have our new world champion, Strangleheart. In 10th place, we have our estrogen champion, Tigress. In 9th place, we have our men's champion, Simply the Best. Place, we have our new Midnight Hobo champion, Bees. In 7th place, we have Jobu. In 6th place, we have... Well, I mean, if this means you're going to go after a title in 6, it's pretty high up there. You're doing good. All right. In Mabel Hatter, 6th place. In 5th place, we have... Oh, look at this. Paragon of Greatness up in 5th place. In 4th place, we have our current superstars, White Lightning and After Hours champion, although he will be defending one of those in a little bit of time. Is the Marcus Conan. I'm not trying to say his new name. It's in Gaelic, and that's not one of my 17 languages. In 3rd place, we have Diesel Warrior. In 2nd place, we have our favorite Raptor Dweller, Eva. And in 5th place, we have our current Platinum Dragon and Powerball Champion, Mithras the Title Machine. So there you go, everyone. That's the top 25 for the month.
All right, and I am officially posting that on the graphic in the top 25 scene right now for everyone to peruse. And so what does this mean for contender matches tomorrow on Superstars Live here in Baltimore at the Royal Farms Arena? Well, it means for a shot at the multimedia championship right held by the Teflon Sheik, it will be Magnificent Michael taking on Basic Jan. Also, in 2 Triple Crown contender matches, you have the Unsettled Chris Cage taking on Dev, and Hotshot Chaz will take on Starshot to see who will face the Immortal Griffith for the Triple Crown Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. FUBAR City contender match, it'll be Claymore versus Hobo Ezekiel. Midnight Hobo contender match, it will be Joe Boo versus Blake Bradley. National title contender match. This one's going to be a good one, Elvigan. The Paragon of Greatness taking on Maeve O'Hare. Platinum Dragon contender match. It'll be Diesel Warrior taking on Marcus Conan. And for a shot at Strangleheart's World Heavyweight Championship at Philadelphia Freedom, it'll be Mithras taking on Eva. So those are your contender matches. Also tomorrow in Baltimore, 2 title matches, 2 titles will be on the line. The Superstars Championship as Marcus Conan will defend against Kane the Governor. And the Immortal Griffith will defend the Supreme Fighter Championship against Diesel Warrior, who won the 32-1 this month. So that is the card we've got thus far for Superstars tomorrow. Let's talk about a couple of these contender matches, Elvacan. First of all, you got Magnificent Michael versus Basic Jan. It's kind of juxtaposed. Who do you like in this one? I mean, do you like the freshly squeezed Basic Jan or the savvy veteran as Magnificent Michael? Which one of them goes on to challenge Sheik for that multi-media
title?
Honestly,
I don't know a whole lot about either one of them. They both kind of came out of nowhere here. From my understanding, Michael is much more of a veteran on the indie scene. I think he's got the experience edge, so I'm going to go with him. But again, I don't know a lot about either one of them.
All right. Well, fair enough. Hotshot Chaz and Starshot. The shot versus the shot, if you will. Who do you like in the battle of the shots?
Well, I'm a little biased. We all know I'm kind of a mark for Hotshot Chaz, right? Like, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. But I think that's going to be a close fight. Starshot has shown some moments of brilliance, but he's also had times where he just completely falls on his face. I mean, sometimes literally, like he goes for that top rope move and just fumbles it, and then wham, it looks painful. But Hotshot's the same way. Like when he's on, when things are clicking, he's almost unstoppable. But you know, if it's not clicking, it can get ugly quick. So, I think that match is almost a coin flip, and it really is going to depend on who shows up, like who shows up really wanting to win.
And the other Triple Crown contender match is the unsettled one taking on fellow Hall of Famer Dev. Does the battle experience of Dev win over the sheer violence of the unsettled one?
Smart money's on Dev on this one. I think Dev is a bit more of a ring technician, ring general, if you would. And while, yes, Chris is just more violent and sometimes a little more unpredictable, I don't think it's anything Dev hasn't seen before because, you know, very, very long storied career. I think the odds are in Dev's favor here.
All right. Claymore Hobo, Fubar City. Who goes on to face TPO?
Yeah, I don't know. Fubar City, you say. Who are my choices again?
Claymore or Hobo Ezekiel.
Well, first of all, I'm going to enjoy that fight because I don't think they've really settled their differences yet. And there's still the whole poop mask thing that I think is – no, I don't think Claymore's over that yet. I mean, because would you be? I think smart money's on Claymore, but I think the fans are going to be behind Hobo.
Joe Boo taking on Blake Bradley for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship against D's. Who do you see walk that one? I think that one to me is one of the most intriguing ones of the night.
It is, and I think, like I said with that other match, I think it's a coin flip, but for different reasons. They're both. I don't think it's a matter of like who's going to fall on their face or who's going to. I think it's a case of they are both very evenly matched, crafty veterans, and they're. I would say they're on par with one another, and yeah, it's hard to choose a winner there. My gut says Joe Boo, but like I would not be stunned either way. Like I do think it's going to be a great match.
I agree. All right. Well, this one's going to be a great one. Paragon and May for a shot at the national title. Who's hungrier? I mean, right now, both of them coming off big losses at Radiversary. Which one of them's hungrier to get back into the title picture?
I think Maeve's going to win that. And obviously everyone's going to be like, oh, you're biased. You always choose Maeve. And I mean, you're not wrong, but I think Maeve is coming off an extremely long, extremely successful run, has just tasted defeat, in a pay-per-view in a way that she is definitely not happy about. It's still fresh on her tongue, as it were. She is going to go into that match spitting fire. And Paragon has, yes, he did lose at the pay-per-view, but he did not lose a title. He's been kind of having an up-again, down-again run for a little while now. I don't think he's as – I don't think the fire under him is quite as freshly stoked as it is under Maeve, if that makes sense.
I see where you're going. We will see. We'll talk to both of those people in just a little bit. Marcus – it's Diesel Warrior versus Marcus Conan for a shot at Mithras' Platinum Dragon Championship. And ever since encountering Eva at Immortal, Marcus has been on quite the tear, winning the White Lightning Championship, winning three titles since then, really. And he could possibly be in line for a fourth if he beats DW. Do you think DW has what it takes to stop Marcus's onslaught?
Honestly, no, I don't. Right now, I don't think I think right now Marcus is almost unstoppable. I don't know what's going on with him, but ever since it's happened, he hasn't lost very much.
Nope, he certainly hasn't. World heavyweight contender match, Mithras and Eva. This is, to me, on paper, a huge mismatch.
He's taking the match?
Yes. As far as I know, he's not. It's too late to tell me now. But
he's always told you in advance when he's like, no, I don't want it, right?
Right? Yeah.
He didn't do that.
He did not do that.
Alrighty. Well,
on paper, this looks like a mismatch. But I mean, there for a while before losing, before Radiversary, she was on quite the tear herself. What you think?
Well, look, I think if he has put himself in this match, it's because he intends to win it. We all know that he was out at that world title match and had some things to say. Look, normally I'd say it would be a good fight and Eva would have a good chance. I don't think I want to be the person in the way of Mithras when if he's actually trying to become number one contender. Like, that seems like a really bad place to stand.
Yeah. Eva's got her work cut out for her. We will find out if she is indeed up for the challenge tomorrow, because we know Mithras the title machine. If he didn't turn down the match, he wants to go after that World Heavyweight Championship now. Let's see what happens. All right. So those are the contender match predictions for tomorrow. It's now time to get to some GM reports, and we will start with our RAWF Powerball GM. He is... Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of RAWF, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, El Bacon.
Hola, senor.
All right, Razor, do that voodoo.
All right, first up, I have an update on our RAWF Powerball Tournament of Champions. We are in the semifinals, and we have Mithras taking on Mark Caliber, and we have Teflon Sheik taking on Money Sue.
Yeah, wow. And, of course, the winner of that tournament wins 500 wrestler bucks. That's an interesting final four, to say the least. All right. What else you got, Razor?
All right. And then we have our regular tournament. This past week, I opened up the scene for people to put in their guesses, and the following people guessed at least one number right and are entered into the tournament. Dev Cougar, Crazy Mama, AF James, Johnny Blaze, Calvin Clark, Liam O'Shaughnessy, Blake Bradley, Beast, Heavy D, and Mr. Prick.
Mr. Prick. Sorry. Every time I hear that. But at any rate. All right. Thank you. You know what I did there, El Reagan?
I do. I 100% know what you did there.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, Razor, anything else to add to that?
No, sir. That's it.
All right. That is your Powerball report from the Razor. Next up is our Ultimate Gauntlet and Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that your day turns night. I'm the water in the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G. Go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it that out of ground. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep where the dead man sleeps. With the rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep by the open wounds. Dressed like a...
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. Today is one of those kind of days where there's a whole lot of nothing, but there's a whole lot of something to be said, because we've got ourselves a double report and double congratulations going out, as well as a brand new set of rules for the Ultimate Gauntlet to be announced, but we also have zero matches to report, so it's one of those strange days. Let's start off with the Ultimate Gauntlet. First, we can say congratulations to Claymore, as you've already announced, the new Ultimate Gauntlet champion, and he will be facing off against a potentially brand new Ultimate Gauntlet moving into the future. We have our current list as it sets, and that list will remain as is. We will finish running through that list, but it is frozen right now. There are no more signups. For the first time in the history of the Ultimate Gauntlet, signups are not available at this moment, because as soon as we finish the current list as it stands, brand new rules will be instituted into the Ultimate Gauntlet, and those rules are as follows. Every 10 people that sign up for the Ultimate Gauntlet will be broken off into a group, and those names will be randomized. That's right, randomized names. You are no longer going to be signing up and competing directly in the spot where you signed up. I'm giving you a little bit of time to think about how you're going to strategize moving into the gauntlet from this point forward. Now you're thinking in terms of groups of people that you may be chasing, as opposed to whoever signed up directly before or after you as your opponents. It adds a new layer of defense and a little bit of a layer of strategy, as well as some chance, making it where you can't perchance predict exactly who you're going to be going up against. That's right. Every 10 people will be randomized. Once that 10 people are cleared, the next 10 signups will be randomized. The gauntlet will continue in that way. That will be the new rules immediately following the clearing of the current list as it stands.
Nice. Wow. Wow, Paragon. I like that. I like that. That's a very good idea. And should mix things up in the Ultimate Gauntlet. All right, you have a second report. Go for it.
We do. We have a tag team report. Congratulations go out to Swords and Scimitars, as has been reported. They have successfully defended the tag team championship, and we now can say that round three of the tag teams have been posted. The top tag teams so far will be announced this time next week, so stay tuned.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Well, next up, she is the Anything Goes and High Voltage Invitational GM. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Oh my God, what is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is the First Lady of Anarchy. She is the Cougar. Good evening, Cougs.
Good evening, LA. Hey, Vacant.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Whoa. She's sounding a little too relaxed tonight. I'm not sure I like that. But
I kind of like
it. Okay. Well, now, Cougs. Where do you want to start?
At the top. Oh, no, wait. You mean...
I usually like to start from the bottom, but, you know.
No, I like the top. Never mind. Okay, we're going to start with High Voltage. As you know, we do have a new champion in Mr. Conan. So Wildfire did claim her spot, so she will be competing in Season 5, as will Chris Cage, Mithras, and Denzel, who all secured their spot by being in the top four from Season 4. The tournaments have started, and good luck to those that are in them. On to Wonderful Anything Goes. We have 30 people signed up this time, which is quite interesting. Those matches will be dropping within the next 24 hours, and their first match is a cage match, just a plain, straightforward cage match. No talking, no fancy moves, no anything special, just a regular old cage match.
Well, that ought to be the easy start for everybody. They can't break those rules.
Easy start for me, right?
Easy start for you as well, correct. All right. So all of that drops here
I'm
very
sure someone
soon.
Will figure out how to break those rules.
I will bite you.
I don't know how, but someone will figure it out.
I will bite you. If somebody
promises,
figures it
promises.
Out, I will bite you. No, that is not a promise. That is a threat. No, wait. No, yeah. That's a promise.
Either way, sounds okay. Please, someone break the rules, please. Please.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. Anything else to add?
Not at this time.
All right. So, and Cougs, stick around because I do have something. I do have an announcement for you. Something to tell you here in a little bit, but we'll get to that after we get to other stuff. All right.
Okay. Now I'm nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about. I promise. You should be happy. It should actually
right.
make you happy. All right. There you go.
All right.
And it's nothing about anybody breaking rules, so I don't need to get bit.
No, I claw you. I'll bite vacant.
Yeah, he definitely gets the better end of that deal. All right. Thank you, Cougs. Well, El Vacant, at Radiversary, we crowned a new world heavyweight champion. He is
yes,
here.
He
is. We get to talk to him. Let's bring on... gentlemen, he is the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is Strangleheart. Good evening, Strangleheart.
Hello, RA. Hello, all vacants.
Hola.
Well, Strangleheart,
you got that. You got that shined up pretty nice there, buddy.
it's something that I took a while to finally get the ball to try to get, so I did it the first time, and I'm glad I did it. If you're out there listening, it was a great match, but the selling point of the match, I have to say, was on radio, you said you felt sorry for me and kind of said it in a tone that you thought I was walking into a no-win situation. You blocked me on my first combo attempt. Because you did, that card was flipped in my favor, and I walked around the ring the rest of the match feeling sorry for you. I just have to say that. But anyway, good match.
Well, Strangles, congratulations. It certainly is. It is not easy to win the World Heavyweight Championship in RAWF, and you certainly took your time in doing so, but you got there. You did it. And now, of course, because you've got the title, that means you've got the bullseye. You're what everybody is now shooting for. And tomorrow on Superstars, two people will fight it out for the honor of fighting you for that World Heavyweight Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. One I know you're extremely familiar with. I'm sure you've had many, many battles with him over the years. That, of course, being the title machine Mithras. The other is the mysterious Eva, who, while she has not, definitely does not have the lengthy career that Mithras has had, nor the experience, she has shown since debuting less than a year ago here in RAWF that she has the ability to get there. So who do you predict will win that match, or who would you prefer to win that match and face you at Philadelphia Freedom?
Well, let me chew my words carefully. I've seen Eva in some big matches, so I know she has what it takes to get to the show. Mithras has years and years of experience in big matches, so I think it'll be a good match, but I have to give the nod to Mithras because I know he will want to take the world title from me more than Eva will. Personally, as we've been going the last few weeks about my run, I'd like to see somebody else have a shot at the title, so I want Eva to win. But if Mithras beats her, I will not be surprised. Yeah.
Fair. I that was a good choice of words. I like what you said there. To be certain, it would certainly suck. You work so hard to get here. You finally get here. You finally win the big one, and then have to turn around and face Mithras. If it was me, and this is just if it was me, I'd be like, this is bullshit. But it is what it is in RAWF. Sometimes you got to face to be the best. You beat one of the best at Radiversary, and you may possibly have to do so at Philadelphia Freedom to keep that championship around your waist. But with that being said, I want to ask you, Strangle, because there was a point in time when you weren't that high on RAWF and the system and the way it goes. After all this time, how do you now feel about what it takes to get to the world championship? Is it a fair system?
Well, I touched on that earlier. There's always going to be complaints and whining, but before we broke for radio break, before the pay-per-view, I thanked you for being somebody that if I asked you a straight-up question with no parallel lines running through it, you would answer the question straight up and you would stick by your words. And that is something that people don't want to seem to understand about WU and the way all the different companies work. Sure, you can question. I question things like I did ask you one time if I would get points for calling my shot, like saying before I move my offense, saying this is how I'm going to get you this combo. You're going to hit my defense, and then I'm going to double up the next time because you hit my defense. And that type of scoring system that I wanted to maybe see if you did, but you never said you did that.
Right. And basically,
is that something that has changed, or did I not ask the right question that night?
You might not have asked the right question. Basically, I don't give people points for calling their shots. You know, I don't do that. No, I do get, you know, I give you the points for participating in your match, for saying things. And you've been one of the things about your run to the world championship is you started understanding that if you said more, you did better. So I think you are kind of people can look to you as a lesson in how to get to the top in RAWF if you just put it, because you weren't the biggest talker, but you put the effort in, and that's why you are where you are right now. So
there you go.
But at any rate, Mithras versus Eva tomorrow on Superstars for a shot at your World Heavyweight Championship at Philadelphia Freedom, which will be, by the way, live from Lincoln Financial Field July 3rd. So 4 weeks from tonight. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So what's that?
It's going to be a challenge. Whoever wins that match will be definitely a challenge in my books. I'll have to do some skills and all that.
And tomorrow on Superstars, you will, of course, have a rankings match. Tomorrow, your opponent will be the one and only Mark Caliber. So even as world champion, your rankings matches still come. So that ought to be an interesting opponent for you tomorrow. Your thoughts on facing Mark?
Oh, Mark is a fine guy. I mean, he participates, and he usually gives you some good banter in matches. And he's also a try-hard RAWF like me. But I think I can take him in the ring. Unfortunate thing about it all is I haven't been doing too well in my rankings matches this period. So I'm kind of nervous if I do fall off a cliff at the pay-per-view, I won't be able to quickly get back to where I was. So I better start concentrating more than I have been.
All right. Well, good luck to you against Mark. Congratulations once again. El Vacant, any questions for Strangleheart?
No, I think he's kind of answered everything.
All right. Well, Strangles, we will find out tomorrow who your first title defense is, and I'm sure you'll be watching with particular interest.
Yeah, I might even drop a fan support if you give me first move, or if you give Eva first move.
Oh, all right. Well, Strangles, thank you for your time, and once again, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. He is the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is Strangleheart. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So, still waiting on the championship committee to get me a contender, a challenger for Marcus Conan and his After Hours Championship here at the top of the hour. So, let's see. El Vacant?
See.
Let's see who you face tomorrow on Superstars.
I like that.
Would you like to spin the wheel?
Yes. See.
Let's find out. Of course, it won't be Strangleheart or Mark Caliber or anybody that's involved in a contenders match or a title match tomorrow, so all of them are eliminated. Let's see who you draw.
Well, Strangleheart.
Tomorrow in Baltimore, El Vacant, it will be you taking on the Moo.
I kind of dig that. He's actually kind of cool. I like him. He's a good guy.
The Moos will be your opponent tomorrow in Baltimore. Good luck to you, sir. All right.
Oh, thank you. I like it. Yeah, I like that. No, me and Moose, that'd be good. You, I will say, if you're going to have the two of us in the ring, you might want to.
All right. Coogs, are you still there?
Yes.
So I might as well give you your heads up. I mentioned tomorrow's Superstars title match will be Marcus Conan versus Kane the Governor, but next week in Norfolk, the Scope Arena, you will get the winner of that match and challenge for the Superstars Championship.
Oh, my.
So I just thought I'd give you a heads up there, give you a week to prepare and think about it, keep an eye on that match to see which one of those two walk out as Superstars Champion tomorrow in Baltimore. And you will be in the main event next week in Norfolk, Virginia.
So you're giving me permission to stalk.
That's how I heard it.
Well, even if I didn't give you permission, you'd still do it. So what's the no point in fighting it?
Yeah, that's point.
But I wouldn't be obvious about it.
You're stalking. You shouldn't be obvious about it anyway.
Well, true. See, I normally do it from the rafters.
So now you're just going to be at ringside.
Well, not right at ringside, but, you know, if they're not really paying attention to each other because they're nervous about trying to see which one I might be trying to sabotage.
All righty. But that was what I wanted to tell you, Cougs. You will be fighting for the Superstars title next week in Norfolk. So good luck to you. We'll talk more about it next week.
Yes, sir. That's a hard one.
Excuse me?
That's a hard title. That's a hard title to hold on to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you have to defend it every single week. So that's a hard title. Almost as much as
All I saw was you looking at Vel Vakant and saying, wow, that's a hard one. I'm sorry. I just, you know, that's...
I mean, sometimes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have just received a text from the championship committee. And in just a few moments, once we return from a song break, we will have a championship match for the After Hours Championship. It'll be the Dullahan Marcus Conan taking on Lady Vex for the After Hours Championship. Wow. Wow. This ought to be a good one. Vex has just recently come back, El Vacant. But, you know, she's a Hall of Famer. She's a two-time former world champion. Even though Marcus has been on a roll lately, what do you think?
I mean, that'll be a tough fight.
All right, so After Hours Championship, the Dullahan Marcus Conan taking on Lady Vex at the top of the hour, but we're going to go on a song break first, ladies and gentlemen. We will have that match when we return. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose, I'ma own ya. Hey, I've been working my whole life, and now it's do or die. I am in there.
courage I possess through the trauma. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent, the P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, cause I'm never giving up. See, they ask me how I did it, I just did it from the heart. Crushing the competition, been doing it from the start. They say that every champion is all about his principles. Carry.
Vacant, you can quit dancing now.
No, I can't.
You've got a match to call. You need to get downstairs. You can dance your way
downstairs.
Fine,
I'll dance my way down there.
All right, we go to RAWF Arena here. Well, actually, here at the Royal Farms Arena. It is RAWF After Hours Championship. The Dullahan Marcus Conan defending against Lady Vex. I now send it down to El Vacant and Doc Dillinger. That's right, Doc Dillinger at ringside. Yes, Doc Dillinger, Lord Amadeus. Remember the name. All right, El Vacant, are you ready? This one is going to be a hell of a brawl. I have a feeling.
I'm ready. Wait, hold on. I just got to go a little more of the
way. You're still dancing. Why are you still dancing?
It's a great song.
I mean, I missed Yeti too, but that was... All right, we got a job to do here. It is Marcus Conan defending After Hours Championship against Lady Vex. And right, the bell rings and off goes the champion with a basement drop kick. He slaps her across the face, goes with her flying shoulder blocks, takes her around, running splash, rope ride. He is not backing down at all. A nice back body drop, well executed. And then a DDT. The champion came out like a ball of fire, El Vacant.
Oh, you sure as hell did. My God, look at that. That was insane.
Of course, Lady Vex, a two-time RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. She's a Hall of Famer. If anybody can make a comeback against this early onslaught, I think it would be her. El Vacant, you're still dancing.
She goes in for a foot stomp and then goes in for, what is she trying to do there? I don't know, but apparently it missed. And Aldo Dullahan is not wasting any time because he goes to a counterattack and also seems to miss.
Now, challenger trying to get her wits about her. She got the champion made a mistake. Can she capitalize on that mistake now and get back into this match after that early onslaught? Nice back rake over the back of the champion. Series of other moves going, catches the leg, dragon screw, leg whip, slamming him into the canvas, puts him in a hammer lock, into a standing wrist lock. She's getting very technical here. Goes, takes a breather and goes for a lapel lock, but no, Conan slips out of it. Now he gets to his feet after being rocked by the challenger.
Starts right out of the gate with a running splash, followed up by a shoulder block tackle. Oh, look at that. And then, oh, God, dude, no, you're not supposed to do that to the ladies. You don't put them on the rope like the ow. That's not okay. Oh, and then another back body drop into a DDT. And then a top rope bulldog. My God, he is fighting for damage out there. This man does not mess around these days.
No, he does not. He is definitely a very motivated Marcus Conan. He's ever since that episode with Eva. Oh, a turnbuckle head smash attempted by the challenger. No dice there. This one looks to be over very quickly, El Vacant.
A little bit of ring rust versus a man who, like I said, ever since he's donned his new new look, he's been nigh unstoppable.
Indeed. Can the champion finish her off here? Brutal elbow strike.
Elbow strike right into a cutter.
Yeah. Finishes up with a Canadian destroyer. Goes for the cover. One, two, three. And that one was just, whoa. Well, I'll make it.
That was quick.
And it was so quick that you never stopped dancing the entire time. You have been fidgeting, dancing. And I suppose I should please do not twerk on your way up. I'd send it back to you, Lord Amadeus, so I don't have to watch any more of that.
Can I grind?
All right. Wow. I did not expect such a one-sided affair there. Vex, maybe she is a bit rusty. Trust me, though. She was tough enough at Radiversary. Maybe I'm... Uh.
Oh, gosh, look at that. Got my groove on. Let me get sit back on here. Get my headset. Where's my headset? There's my headset. All right, I'm back. What did I miss?
Well, you didn't. You got up here pretty quickly. I guess maybe you should dance your way up here to get this, but more often, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I may or may not have had a key made for the express elevator.
Ah, the express elevator. We have an express elevator?
We do.
Okay. All right, after
I assumed you were the other person with the key. Now I want to know who. Oh, maybe it's Judgment.
All right. Speaking of Judgment, he is here. Let's see what's on his mind after what happened at Rediversary, shall we? Gentlemen, the puppet master himself, Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Oh, I'm going to quit a fucker right there. All right, right there.
Why are
Lord,
you
not
bringing
hurting.
Her with you?
Hey, I'm just helping out vacant.
What's up? What's up is why do you keep bringing her with you?
She's got to come with me.
Creepy.
Just don't look at her in her eyes and just don't look at her. Just don't make fun of the warts on her face.
Okay. Well, at any rate, Judge, congratulations. Still Champion's Choice Champion after Rediversary.
Yes.
And,
I guess.
So what's next for you, I guess I should ask. I know you've been kind of having a little thing with Chris Cage. What's been going on there?
I'm dealing with Chris Cage. I'll deal with Chris Cage when it comes time to deal with Chris Cage. But right now, I got other things to focus on. Right now, I got to choose my next opponent for the Champion's Choice title, and then I'll deal with Chris Cage. But Chris Cage knows what he's going to be getting his eventually for the brutal attack that he did to me. So yeah, so Cage, just keep that in the back of your mind, running around because you're going to get yours eventually. You're gonna pay for what you did. That's one thing about it. It broke my esophagus and tore my larynx and ruptured my vocal cords. I mean, just yeah. So yeah, he's gonna get.
So,
even talking got me all screwed up.
This woman here, she's somebody from Chris Cage's past. Is that correct?
Oh yes, this is someone from Chris Cage's past. Yes, yes, you can say that.
So what is exactly, is she a relation? Is she a sister? Is she a mentor? What was she to Chris Cage?
She was his little mentor.
Because he does seem very upset about the fact that you've been bringing her around. He had quite the stink about it. So, I mean, so this is basically to torment him. Is that why she's here? Does she move?
Well, I wouldn't say that she's going to torment him. Oh yeah, she's appeared at a couple of his matches. She showed up at a couple of his matches and done a little conjuring and then speaking in little tongues and then she steps away.
Well, okay, but what? So what is the plan here? What is the end game? Are you going to? You, Chris Cage, eventually gonna have to square.
I can't say you that right now, Amadeus. But the end game will be me being triumphant over Chris Cage and teaching this little Hall of Famer exactly what it's like to be in the Hall of Fame club.
Okay. Well, so with that being said, Judgment, anything you have to say to Chris Cage since you're here?
I ain't got nothing to say to him right now, but I will address him next week. I have nothing to say to him right now, but I will address him next week. He is my Hatfield McCoy champion, so I have to give him a little bit of respect in that foreseeable future.
But all right.
I have to be politically nice to people, apparently. Maybe it's in my contract. I've got to be nice to people. So, yeah, okay.
All right. Well, with that being said, Judge, Philadelphia Freedom coming up in just 4 weeks. And,
yes.
You know, I always put you in charge of the fireworks display at Philadelphia Freedom. So, have you started preparations for that?
Yes, I have got preparations for that started, and I'm going to be, this year is going to be, you have no limit this year of how much for me to spend on fireworks. So it's going to be one for the record books.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Let's see here, Judge. Would you like to
say? There's one thing I need to say.
Okay.
I would like to, you know, you was announcing different things coming up. I want to announce right now who my opponent is going, who the unlucky person is going to be for Philadelphia Freedom for my Champion's Choice title.
Okay.
And this is a pretty cool. This guy has been around, and he's done several matches, and me and him have bumped heads a couple of times, and he's earned my respect, so I decided I would grant him a title match. And this guy is called, you're going to have to help me, Leon Manono Shanahan. Leon Yo Shanahan. How you say it?
Liam O'Shaughnessy. Liam O'Shaughnessy, the Brick City Bard.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I kept trying to figure out what kind of match could I get with this guy, you know. And I started thinking, I kept thinking, sitting back in my office pondering, and I kept coming to his name, Shahamayir. And I noticed something very strange about his name. Well, a couple of things about his name. One, he has too many vowels in his name. Second, he has two S's in his name, side by side. So I started thinking to myself, self, what if we have us a match against Liam Shamisi and Judgment in a double letter, double move extravaganza?
Okay.
Yeah, a double letter, double move extravaganza match. So I took all the moves that have double letters in them, like headbutt, B-U-T-T, you got two T's in it, D-D-T, D-D, running splash, R-U-N-N, you got two N's. So then I put all those moves into a generator, and I said, I got to give him some moves. He can't have this many moves. So I narrowed it down to five moves. I let the generator pick the five moves. It was legit. I have had witnesses. So at Philadelphia Freedom, I will be facing Liam Shanahan in a double move, double letter, double move extravaganza match. The moves that he would be able to use is going to be headbutt, stunner, hip toss, tree of woe, and hammerlock.
Okay.
No defense. No bag of tricks, of course. I got to. You can't do that. Can't give him the pants. Can't give him a bag of tricks.
So
they need to take advantage of it.
Two letters, two of the same letter next to each other, though, is what you mean.
Yeah, out of those are the five moves that he gets to use. Because those
not
are the five
like
moves.
If it has two, like Brainbuster does have two B's, but they're not together.
Yeah, it's, you know, he can't do that.
Okay.
And he just can only use those five
moves. Make
moves.
Things clear.
Yeah, he can only use headbutt, stunner, hip toss, tree of woe, and hammerlock. Those are the
Maven,
only moves he gets to use.
Technically, play possum should be legal. It's got two S's.
I was gonna say that too. I think Maeve said that. Would play possum be a legal defense because it's got S's in it, double S or?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, if it's the only defense he can use, and you know, if he goes into defense, what he's used. But you know, I'm only throwing it out there. This is your decision, obviously. Don't want to influence you either way. Just throwing that out there.
I'll
rule
on
that
next week.
Fair enough.
And it will be a 2-day time limit match.
2-day time limit. All right.
Yes. And I can use any moves, anything I want. Of course, because I'm the champion, I get to use my advantages. And he gets to sit back and not use the defense, not use the other. He might get to use a possum thingamajig. I'll decide that later on. But a double move, and here's the thing. Double move, double letter, double move. So that means he has to use headbutt, headbutt. Hip toss, hip toss. Trivo, trivo. Whatever move he uses, he has to use it again the second time.
Okay. That's okay. For a Champions Choice Championship match, that sounds fair. If that
I mean, as fair as that match ever gets.
As fair as that ever match ever gets, but yes. All right, sounds good, Judge. Wow. So Judgment takes on Liam O'Shaughnessy Champions Choice Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. However, Judge, would you like to spin the wheel and see who your opponent is tomorrow on Superstars in Baltimore?
Yes, let me see who my opponent is in Baltimore.
All right, go ahead and spin. Or maybe you'd like your lady friend to spin here. Will she spin the wheel for you?
No, she can't spin the wheel. Right, here
we go.
Ready?
Okay.
One,
yep. Go.
Two.
Ooh, this could be interesting. Somebody I don't think you've probably faced in quite a while, Judge, just because he just recently returned to RAWF, but I know he's a long time. I don't know if he's a rival or an ally. What is the legendary Conk to you?
Wow. Conk is. How do you say? Conk is someone who taught me basically some of the GM stuff that I do know. I was one of his original three. It was me, Lady Perfection, and Wrestling Mama was over in Drunken Defiant, and we basically done what we could to keep it going, and Conk was there with us, and you know, I got respects for him, and he's a tough one, but he's one that's gonna go, you know, I got mad respects for him. He did teach me what I needed to learn, and
And he's also the son of the late Spicy McHaggis, so as well, so yeah, so.
We all have our faults.
All right. Wow. Well, at any rate, Judge, that is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Good luck to you, sir.
Good to you. Good morning. Good luck with you. Now, leave her right here, and I will be back in 15 minutes.
No, you're not. You're going to take her with you. He left.
Right now.
No, Lincoln, he left. He ignored me. Do we put her in the closet again?
Sure.
You do it.
I'll get
I can't.
More. You can't. I'll get the door. You just shove the chair. Ready?
No. Okay, fine.
All right, go.
All right. What the hell was that? Okay. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, time to bring in the first class lass and see what's on her mind after what happened at Rataversary. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a brand new RAWF Hall of Famer and the longest reigning Ladies Midnight Hobo Champion on record. She is the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, boss man.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Vegan. What the fuck?
What are you reading there? What do you got? Hall pass?
Marcus Ladd gave me this on the way in, but I can't make heads nor tails of it. Yeah, I'll read it to you and maybe it'll make sense to you. Follow the path to claim what you hold dear. The Paragon is not to interfere. What the fuck does that mean?
I think it means kick Paragon's ass. I'm not sure, though.
I mean, maybe? Marcus Ladd, you use your words. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, technically, he did use words.
You're not helping.
I mean.
Well, Maeve, I hate to, you know, I'm sure it has something to do with it.
You don't hate to bring it up. Go ahead and do it.
No, I wasn't going to. Well, I mean, you have nothing to be ashamed of, obviously. I mean, that was an epic Midnight Hobo title reign. I mean, and as I said earlier in the program, maybe this is the start of something better. This could be something, and tomorrow you take on the Paragon of Greatness for a shot at the national championship.
This could be something to talk about.
Yeah. So, I mean, and an opponent you're very familiar with. In Paragon, who not so long ago you beat on pay-per-view. So, you know, things are looking up there. Talk about the prospects of possibly facing Denzel the Giant for the national championship at Philadelphia Freedom.
I mean, I'll talk to Nest and Airplug if that comes to it. Someone, when I were talking about losing the belt, made mention of the idea of golden handcuffs and the fact that, you know, while it's all well and good that I will make a history with the Midnight Hobo title, it sort of left me, you know, stuck in place. Like, I couldn't go nowhere because the only other belt available, you know, that I were eligible for that wasn't, you know, based on a tournament or something, as far as rankings points goes, was the world title. And for obvious reasons, I weren't interested in going that route. I will point out that our illustrious world champion never did answer my question about whether or not he were daring someone to come after his belt. And then he scarpered off when Judgy showed up, which is about what I'd expect from him. but that's neither here nor there. But consider that an open challenge, strangle, if you ever find your bollocks. As far as facing McCorker tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be a fight. It's always a fight when I face him. You asked Vacant Lad earlier in the night which one of us was hungrier for it, which one of us wanted it more. I think really the question that you should ask is which one of us needs it more, because that's a very different answer. You're right. I have nothing to be ashamed of. I went out there. I fought a hard fight. I kept it interesting. And this is, you know, the start of me moving on to something bigger and better. McCorker, bless his heart. He's a good fella. He is. He's, you know, arguably, and I'm going to catch hell for saying this when I get back out there, arguably, he's the heart and soul of RAWF. He's always there cheering you on, trying to do what's best for the company, wanting to do what's best for business, wanting to do what's best for the fans. And in all of that, I feel like he's forgotten that sometimes you have to do what's best for yourself. And while I obviously want to do what's best for RAWF, this is my home company. Recently minted Hall of Famer. I love it here. It's my home. I'm not going to put the fans ahead of myself. Not anymore. I've been out there letting them, you know, cheer me on, you know, setting the record, being the first class laugh. And what did that get me? It got me stuck in the same title match every month for the better part of a year. And I'm ready for something more. I'm ready to go on. I'm ready for something bigger and better. And the one thing that stands between me and that is McCorker. And when I were facing him a couple months ago, having to defend the Midnight Hobo title against him, I weren't confident. I was convinced that, you know, it's Immortal season. I'm going up against a Hall of Famer, I'm going against a former world champion, I'm going up against a legend. And I were wrong. And I had to admit that to Vacant. He made a big deal of it when I came back with my belt. I were wrong. Facing McCorker were not a big deal. Not in the grand scheme of things. And, you know, I'm not worried about tomorrow, because I know if one of us is going to come out of that match the winner, one of us is going to go face Team Zell at the pay-per-view. And I know it's going to be me. So bring it on, McCorker. I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
All right. Well, Maeve, good luck to you tomorrow against the Paragon of Greatness. And, I mean, really, we could say what happened at Radiversary was a bad thing. But in the long run, it may prove to be a not-so-bad thing. Wouldn't you say, El Vacant?
I mean, see, I kind of already said that earlier. Like, you know, we've seen time and again in this company that when someone has a really good long record at, you know, one of the mid titles, you know, when they finally lose it, they tend to go on and to much bigger and better things. So I predict the same is going to happen here.
Do me a favor real quick, boss man.
Uh-huh.
Vexy and Chris Cage, they're tied for longest national reign, correct?
Correct.
Do you know offhand what that record is?
You mean in days?
Yeah.
218.
I got this.
I feel like talking about calling someone shot.
Yeah, where's my points for calling the shot?
Oh, no. There's no such thing. But 218 is the record held by both Lady Vex and the unsettled Chris Cage. So, well, you know.
What the heck?
That's coming from the closet.
Oh, no. Look at the time.
Open.
I've got to go. Good night, fellas.
Right, let me go see what's going on in there.
It's empty again.
But we just heard. No
Okay, I've had about enough of this. Okay.
I'm bringing next week. I'm bringing a boiler in here to like uncurse this place.
There's only one way it could get any worse, and I'm not even saying that, saying what that is, because that still happens. Yeah, right, exactly. So, yeah, no.
I'm not wearing my rubber suit. You stop that.
Fair enough. All right, well, now we got that out of the way. Let's bring on our reigning Platinum Dragon and Powerball champion and possible next number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the title machine, Mithras. Good evening, Mithras. Mithras, are you there? Mithras? Hello? Okay. Apparently we're having some technical difficulties. We'll get to Mithras a little bit later. But with that being said, let's bring on the former World Heavyweight Champion, still your Triple Crown Champion, however, he is. Gentlemen, he is your Triple Crown Champion and also tomorrow defending the Supreme Fighter Championship against DW. He is the Immortal Griffith. Griffith, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Well, Rativersary didn't go exactly as planned for you, I'm sure. I'm sorry?
Did it not?
Are you saying it went as planned?
I mean, as much as I had a plan. Look, let's be clear. I have come on air in the past, and I've talked about how if you're going to hold gold in this company, you should be giving it your all at all times, out of respect for the company and out of respect for the title. I'm on record as saying that. I'm also on record on the night before the pay-per-view coming in here and talking about how you know, I've kind of lost a lot of that fire, how, you know, I need that drive to go out there and do what I do. And I've kind of proven everything there is to prove. And I'm not feeling that power, that drive, that fire. So, I mean, did I go out there and throw the fight? No, I don't do that. But, you know, I kind of called it before the match that I was going to go out there and it wasn't going to be the Griff you normally saw. And turns out I was right. Look at that. You know, look, I mean, I think it's funny, you know, people keep trying to say how it was a great match and it wasn't. It wasn't a good match at all. It was horrible. In fact, at the end of the match, I apologized to my opponent, the new world champion, and to the fans for putting on such a lackluster performance because I'm burnt out. I need a break. I've been doing this for a while. As I said, I've accomplished everything there is to accomplish in this company. And while I'm not ready to retire, I am ready to kind of take some time, relax, maybe not worry about having four or five title matches every month. And, you know, at the end of the match, I tried to be graceful. I tried to, you know, be that guy for the company and congratulate the, you know, the Strangleheart. And then he turned around in his interview later. And I don't know, I guess I kicked him in the head a few too many times because he started rambling about things that made no sense. And then said I was whining about the match. I don't quite understand what that was about. But, you know, that's who your champion is right now. Your new transitional champion is a graceless winner. And I'm very happy with the fact that he's going to be a one-month champion because either Mithras or Eva are going to show him what it really takes to be the RAWF world champion. Because so far, he doesn't actually know.
Well, I mean, we will find out tomorrow. It should, well, and we will hopefully be talking with Mithras here in just a few minutes. By the way, folks, I have extended that. Well, actually, I actually made the show for 2.5 hours because I knew there would be a lot of callers. And those of you still on hold waiting, you will get your chance, as I said. But Griffith, still Triple Crown champion. And so you will be defending that title against there's a couple of contender matches tomorrow. You've got the unsettled Chris Cage and Dev. You have Hotshot Chaz and Starshot. Any preference or predictions for either of those matches?
I'm sorry, who are my options again here?
You have Chris Cage or Dev, two Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Then Hotshot
the
Chaz
is...
or
The shot glass. All right. The match I think will be most interesting, at least for me, would be Cage and Hot Shot. I actually have a lot of fun when I'm in the ring with them. I think there's a strong chance it will be Dev and Hot Shot.
Either way, that would be a good match, but you're counting Starshot out
I mean, him having two shots in a row would just be weird. Oh, actually, I guess that's on brand for RAWF. That seems to happen a lot. People get to the same place multiple times. But, I mean, after the performance he put – I just hope he doesn't get the shot because after the performance he put in this last match, it would just be, frankly, for me, boring. I just – you know, and like I said, I'm looking for – something, right, to have that spark. And I'm hoping that challenge of facing two people at a time will maybe give me that what I'm looking for, what's been missing. You know, so, you know, like I said, I mean, if he gets the shot, great. I just hope he shows up for the match because he didn't this last month. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to disrespect any titles. I'm not going to even disrespect our current world champion. You know, I said before, and I meant it, that it was good to see someone new in the lineup. I'm going to go back because he kind of said something earlier. He talked about how I said, "I'm sorry for you," thing, and I guess he took that as a threat. And what he didn't understand is what I meant was I was sorry that he was going to face an unmotivated champion, because frankly, there's always going to just be an asterisk there. Like, anyone who watches that match, it's in my opinion, having watched back the tape, it is clear that I was not motivated, and frankly, that's not fair to anyone, right? That tarnishes his accomplishment, that tarnishes the pay-per-view for REWF, and I do apologize. It is unfortunate that this has happened, that I've reached this place. It is unfortunate that I hit this while I was on the top of the mountain, and you know, I'm doing what I can to refine that fire. And if I find it, great. And if I don't, maybe we have to revisit things and you and I have to talk. I don't know. But here's the thing I'm going to remind people. I'm going to leave you all with this, because everyone remembers, you know, I have my, you know, little catchphrase, right? And everyone remembers that last part, because they hear it every time I come on air. They hear it every time I come to the radio and into the ring, that I'm immortal. But the important part that people need to remember from that catchphrase is, yeah, I'm immortal. Yeah, I'm unstoppable. But the thing they really need to remember is, I am inevitable. And if I get that fire back and I decide it's time to become the 9-time world champion, there is not a person in this company that can stop me. And you all know it.
Well, how is you? So is your motivation still at that level? Because you do have another title match tomorrow, title defense of the Supreme Fighter Championship against DW. First of all, you get to pick the steps for that match. Have you decided on that? And will that, you know, is this still a thing, I guess I should say? And, you know, what can we expect in your match against DW tomorrow?
Oh, I guess I do have to decide on that, huh? Yeah, well, you know what? Let's do this the way I started in this business. Straight, old-fashioned, hardcore match. Let's just see how DW likes it when the Immortal One has no rules to abide.
All right. Will do. It will be a FUBAR City Street Fight for the Supreme Fighter Championship tomorrow, between the Immortal Griffith and DW Diesel Warrior. Should be a great fight, and we'll see if maybe that does help light the fire underneath of you. Anything else to add, Griffiths? Anything? Any final thoughts?
No, I think I've covered it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Immortal Griffiths, still the Triple Crown champion. He defends the Supreme Fighter Championship tomorrow against DW. Thank you, Griffiths. All right. I do believe we've fixed our technical problems with the title
machine.
What the hell
was that?
What's that? Yeah.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't. You know, he's in a place. That's basically what we can say. But I do believe we've cleared up our technical difficulties. Mithras, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear? We can hear you. Loud and clear. How are you tonight, sir?
All right. I am good. I apologize for that error. I don't know what happened, quite frankly, but we're here. We're good. And boy, is there a lot to talk about.
There is certainly a lot to talk about.
You know, as I say, you know, what the actual F word, because I can't believe that that Strangleheart wants us to believe, and that maybe he even believes that he took it easy on Griffith. I don't know what that guy's on. He was talking about how he can tell scary stories. The only thing scary about that story is how, you know, obviously distorted his worldview was, and maybe he was on something. Who knows? Drinking or smoking? Who knows? But clearly, you know, it was not an unbalanced match. He got the win. Be gracious. Be nice. You know, be a good guy and just accept it. You know, be a good representative of REWF. Running around telling people this, that, and the other thing that ain't true, that's not the champ we want. I don't think anybody in here wants a champ like that. So, you know, it's going to be incumbent on Eva or me to teach him a lesson. And, you know, one thing that you know, I was at that ringside, which is why I know what went on in that match. And when Strangleheart won, I made a comment that the Rubicon has been crossed, and it has, because for the longest time I wasn't going to go after the world title. And now that Griffith has moved on and up, I think now's a good time to go after it, especially when you've got a guy like Strangleheart who, you know, he's good in the ring, but, you know, there's a lot that's not good about him. And so it's about time. Even after 1 month, it'll be about time to get him out of there.
Well, it sounds certainly like you're motivated. You kind of showed that by showing up at the world. You showed up at ringside for the world title match, and it was kind of obvious that you were very interested in the outcome of that match. Thus, it sounds like you're extremely motivated. So, first of all, let's talk about the two wins you had at Rataversary. Defending, still Powerball champion after facing STB, right? Yes, it was simply the best.
Yes.
And then
yes,
a successful title defense over the Paragon of Greatness for the Platinum Dragon Championship, which you continue to roll with that title.
Right. Well, for both of those matches, what I would say is that I started a little early, and then I caught myself and just decided to take my time. I didn't want to lose my momentum, I wanted to get better momentum. So I waited, and, you know, the matches went a little longer than maybe people expected from me or Paragon or STB. But I waited and just found the right openings at the right moment. You know, both of those guys, you know, they're top notch. I mean, those matches, let's be honest, they could have gone either way. Paragon has held so many titles in this company. He's got nothing to prove. STB, we know his talent level. He's awesome. He doesn't have anything to prove either, although it's, you know, he's trying to get his titles and his accomplishments in, RAWF. But both those matches were tough. And it's interesting because I'm also in the Powerball Tournament of Champions. And I think I may go to the finals. I think. We'll see. Or maybe just the semifinals. So that would be a great – personally, that would be a good thing for me to have both the title as well as win that tournament. But there's a lot of great competition in that tournament as well.
Indeed. But let's turn now to your contenders match against Eva tomorrow.
Yes.
And, you know, she's – we talked earlier about her your experience – the tremendous amount of experience you have in the ring as compared to Eva, but that she's shown quite the talent in her short RAWF career overall. What do you make of the mysterious Eva?
Well, this is probably the first and last time you'll hear me agree with Strangleheart, but anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday or any day. And that's very true. She does have talent. She's new in the ring. I think her advantage there is not because she's such a great wrestler. It's because she's not as much of a known quantity. You can't go back and look at her older matches and say, okay, when she's down a lot, she does X, Y, and Z. Or when she's ready to start a match, she does A, B, and C. You can't do that. When there's like very sketchy amount of matches. On the other hand, my strength is that quite the opposite. I have so many that it's like, where do you even begin to scout the guy, right? So I've actually been told that. So, you know, it'll be very interesting and telling to see who scouted who successfully. But I don't take the win for granted, you know, of course. And she wouldn't be in the number two spot in RAWF, you know, the toughest company in the business, if she was a fly-by-night, you know. She's done her study. I mean, when I think of her, and this is, you know, not to insult anybody, but she kind of reminds me of Mae. You know, somebody who, well, because she's female, but more to the point because, you know, she clearly has a lot of talent and kind of came from not necessarily nowhere, but surprised everybody when she came into the scene. And, you know, Maeve has had a fantastic career. You know, she just now, I think it was at Rataversary, you know, was the end of her very long title reign as Midnight Hobo champ. So she's obviously accomplished a great deal with that. But I see Eva that way. And if Eva is like Maeve, she's going to be a tough opponent, not just for me, but for anybody who faces her in the ring again.
Yeah, and certainly is. And it will be very interesting to see that match. But on paper, I said it earlier in the show, on paper it seems like a mismatch. But I'm sure it sounds like you have a little bit more confidence in Eva than maybe either IRL vacant do.
You know, I'm the one who's going to be in the ring, dude. I can't underestimate anybody.
Fair enough. Tomorrow it will be DW and Marcus Conan battling it out for a shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. Do you have a preference or a prediction for that match?
I think it's going to be DW. Just, you know, by looking at the odds and the on paper, as you say. But that's not to say that he couldn't overcome those odds and get the win. Y'all know how I feel about having matches against women. I just don't feel comfortable hitting a woman, but if they're in the ring, they've agreed to it. So that's their choice, not mine. So I would rather not fight DW, but you know, if she wins, she wins. So can't really have a choice there. But I think she's the one who's going to win that.
All right. Fair enough. Well, Mithras, and you get a rankings match on Superstars as well. And you're going up against the new Midnight Hobo champion and somebody you know very well. Thanks to Randy M. Draw and a newly minted RAW Hall of Famer. I think I've said enough to where you know who this is without me saying his name, but I'll say it nonetheless.
Yeah.
It will be Mithras taking on tomorrow on Superstars. Any thoughts? D's, yes.
I need to have a talk with Randy because I don't know if you noticed this, but when I first said, I didn't really like hitting girls, you know, it feels weird. I had a series of matches against women. Random. Yeah, right. Kind of like it's random that I've now in 1 month or a month and a half, I don't know what the exact dates and numbers are, but I've had like three, I'm in my third or fourth match with Kitty Kabam in RAWF. Okay, so Randy, we probably need to have a little talk and redefine what random means because Randy's making me crazy here, but in a good way. And, you know, I know there's no scheme or, you know, conspiracy. It's just hilarious if you think about it. But Deez, he's a tough one. I know his reaction is going to be about the same as mine, which was, oh, shit. We don't want to be in a match with each other. You know,
boss, I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
But I have a question.
No, you're right. I know what you're going to say. Mithras,
what?
Forget that. You're not facing Deez because you have a match. You're, that contenders match is your rankings match tomorrow. So I got to find another opponent for Deez. I don't know how the hell you got. I think Randy really had it in for you. Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the proof. This is it is a conspiracy.
I'm going to overrule that match. It is not. You will not be facing Deez tomorrow. Well, I'll find another opponent for Deez.
Well, you know what, LA, don't worry about it because I went right with you. I walked that in.
Yeah,
that,
you should.
Off that
if you just
right
said,
we were holding hands. We just walked right in.
Did the masked slackjaw face going, what the fuck, give you a clue?
That was a clue.
Well, so we'll figure out somebody else for Deez tomorrow. I will change that match. So, all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But so go ahead.
All right. Well, now, good luck against Eva tomorrow, because that's your opponent. Duh.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And again, to Paragon and STB, thanks for great matches at Radiversary. As I say, you know, could have gone either way, but I really wanted to retain both titles, you know, especially Powerball, because of the tournament going on in parallel. And that seems to be going pretty well for me, too. So good luck, everybody, tomorrow, except for Eva.
All right. He is Mithras, the title machine, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking for a possible opportunity to be the next World Heavyweight Champion and face Strangleheart at Philadelphia Freedom. Good luck, Mithras. All right. Next up, well, let's see here. Oh, well, we need to talk to this gentleman. Again, folks, thank you for being patient and you're waiting. We need to... We're going to bring on, come on, here we go, this man.
You can do it.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time, hand grenade pins in every line, throw them up and let some shine, going out of my fucking mind, filthy mouth, no excuse, find a new place to hang this noose, string me up from atop these roofs, tied it tight so I won't get loose, truth is you can stop and stare, run myself out and no one cares, dug a trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere, yeah, someone pour it in, make it a dirt dance floor again, say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in,
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it.
All right, Aaron McFadden joining us now on After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Lyland, Lord Amadeus.
So, what's on your mind tonight, Aaron? What? I mean, you and we're going to talk about a situation that involves you here in just a little bit, and we'll bring on your buddy in just a second. But let's talk about you and what's on your mind. Anything in particular?
Oh, nothing too much. I'm just called in to see who the wheel will spin for me tomorrow. Actually, not tomorrow, today. Later today. Because it is after midnight.
Well, technically tomorrow. We say tomorrow. So let's find out. Let's do this thing. Tomorrow on Superstars, Aaron McFadden will take on Stryker is your opponent that Randy drew for you. You familiar with Stryker?
I've clashed with him in USL and also actually teamed up with him Mancino's company.
Okay, well, cool. So that is your opponent tomorrow, and good luck with that, and we'll see what happens. But I'm going to bring on your partner in crime as of late, the two of you making up. What is the group that the two of you have created, you and the Joker?
The Insane Dark Heart Society.
The Insane Dark Heart Society. Let's bring on your partner in crime. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Hail back again, exposed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Caliber now joining us alongside Aaron McFadden and the Insane Dark Heart Society. Mark, good evening.
I wouldn't say this would be a good evening for you, L.A. I mean, what's with this person here coming out of the closet scaring the bejeebus out of everyone? And you all people said I had a problem.
Well, we all have our problems, apparently. But Mark, the person that actually has a problem in this whole scenario is Hotshot Chaz. Why don't you explain to me what happened between you and Hotshot Chaz, you, Aaron, and Hotshot Chaz recently here in the last week?
Well, of course, it all started when Chaz was involved in an accident, you see. He was involved in a motorcycle crash, if I'm not mistaken. Motorbike, whatever it's called. Don't really care for those things, apparently. But yeah, he suffered from a tremendous head trauma. And, well, being a tag team partner of mine, I thought, like, it would be more appropriate to visit him in the hospital, you know. Now, of course, if the way I visited the hospital is not normally how you would use the visiting hours, but I felt this was the perfect time to try to get to know him a little better, you know?
Yeah, that's not exactly what I took away from that. I took away from you kind of interfered in his treatment of sorts, Mark. What was that all about?
What was that all about? Well, I'll tell you exactly what it was all about. I didn't want things to go, like, unsettling between he and I. You know, I just wanted to see if he could just let go of all the pain, you know? Because I could tell he was in a lot of pain. And I know for sure I've been in that situation. Now, truth be told, I'm going to tell you exactly what I told him. I want things to be a little different. I mean, Chaz, he was pretty much more of a loving narcissist who believes that he's a natural winner, whether he wins in the ring or not. As much as he was a great tag team partner and well, you see, the problem is that he wasn't. He wasn't really a violent one or anything like that. He was just a cocky one. I wanted him to see what we see, what me and Aaron see. Los Locos isn't exactly loco enough. I mean, I see that kind of potential in him. I see that he's capable of being violent. Sometimes you just go ahead in life, you just gotta be violent. As I wouldn't say nowadays, sometimes in life you just gotta, you know, let it all go. I've done that, and now look where I am. I've had some help from great friends along the way, of course. But it's really me that needs to push forward and just accept these things that are coming my way.
So, are you saying you were trying to help Hotshot Chaz after his big... Just in case I didn't mention it earlier, Hotshot Chaz was involved in a very serious accident, which put him into the hospital after Radiversary, or after last week's Superstars. But, I mean, what was... I guess what I'm asking, Mark, is what do you feel you accomplished by what happened at the hospital?
What we accomplished at the hospital, I really do hope that I opened his mind a little bit. you know, like made him see things the way he would not normally see things. I just hope that this would make him feel much more, as I stated, more of a lost local. That's, as you know, that's our tag team name. And being torn apart between this tag team and this faction, I really want him to be included, you know. That's pretty much the goal that I was trying to think of.
And Aaron, how do you feel about this whole thing? What happened at the hospital? I know you showed up, but you didn't actually get inside. Talk to me about how you feel about this whole scenario with Hotshot Chaz.
Sometimes when another group of people decide to make a mockery and spoil our plans, and they take what they think is theirs, we take something back from them and just look to what being ours did, and now you may see something different out of Chaz real soon, and we may, and there might be, a new addition to the insane Dark Art Society. Ain't that right, Mark? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
All right. I will say you've hit the nail pretty much right on the top of the noggin.
All right. Good luck with that, the two of you. But actually, I believe the First Lady of Anarchy has a statement from Hotshot Chaz. Coop?
No.
Didn't you say you had a statement from Hotshot Chaz?
Mr. Chaz has stated that has been released from the hospital. He is well. He is continuing his training at the compound, and he will be there for his match tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's good. Glad to hear that, because he does have
a
big match tomorrow.
Note. Boys, what? The beating you took from the feral beast at Rataversary is nothing compared to the beating you will take if you attempt to touch another one of my family members the way you did at the hospital. I'm very fierce when it comes to those that I care about, so tread carefully around me.
Bye.
All right. Well, that whole situation seems like it's going to have to work itself out one way or another. By the way, Mark, I think you heard earlier that you'll be taking on the World Heavyweight Champion in a non-titles rankings match tomorrow. You'll be facing Strangleheart. So good luck to you there, Aaron. I think I already told you who your opponent is. So good luck to you both, gentlemen. And I'd be very careful how you approach Hotshot Chaz, because as Coop says, she's very protective of those that are in Anarchy, and that is where Chaz currently resides. So, all right. Thank you, gentlemen. That was Aaron McFadden and Mark Caliber, the Insane Dark Heart Society, as well as the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Well now, interesting situation playing out there, El Vacant. We'll go with C. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen. He faces off with Maeve O'Hare tomorrow for a shot at the national championship. Paragon, are you there?
Yes, I am. What in the riddle me this Batman bullshit was that whole thing that Maeve read when she started her promo today?
I don't know. And we're still trying to figure that one up. Figure that one out. But, all right. Well, Paragon, things did not go your way at Radiversary, but tomorrow a possible chance at redemption when you take on Maeve O'Hare, who's also coming off a bad night at Radiversary. Talk to me about facing Maeve tomorrow for a shot at Denzel the Giant's national championship.
Look, I'm not going to come out here and disparage Maeve. I've been on record a number of times. I've got a lot of respect for her. She's a friend of mine. With that being said, last time we found ourselves across the ring from each other, Maeve did this thing where she was playing a perfect role. She came out with this massive guilt trip move, this I have to fight more Korka going into Immortal season, and it was this whole sap story. Everybody bought it, hook, line, and sinker. It was kind of amazing watching her do it while it was happening. Like, I know that I should have been pissed off, and I was to an extent, but it was also artistry. This is a competitor that isn't just talented in the ring. She has an incredible grasp of the mental game. We walked into a pay-per-view in Immortal season where somebody who has virtually always put herself forward and been pretty surly towards everybody in the RAWF universe, and it took her one speech to have everybody in the world feeling bad for her and being behind Maeve O'Hare in that match. And as much as it threw me off my game in the match, because like I could not believe how well her strategy had worked, I have to say I admire the hustle. And I say that to say this. Today, Maeve changed her tune. And it's not because her attitude has actually changed. Maeve's playing the supremely confident game now. She won our last encounter. She's feeling good. But here's the truth. Behind every lie, there is a bit of honesty. In our last encounter, she was afraid. I'm not saying that she thought she was going to lose, but she was afraid. And nothing has changed between now and then. She's doing the same thing, but flipping the script for this matchup. She's telling the world how confident she is. She's telling the world how she is not afraid of the Paragon of Greatness. And I'm sure that once again, because of her amazing way with words, everybody believes her. But not me. I've seen this game before. Maeve, you can tell everybody, their mother, their children, their cat, that you're not afraid of the Paragon of Greatness, that you're going in with the full confidence. But I know you well enough to know when you step in that ring with me, you're going to be nervous, and I'm going to be able to exploit that. We're going to have ourselves a hell of a match. It's two people that are indeed friends, despite the rhetoric being thrown about right now. And it's two competitors that need this victory. The only thing that I can say to you is good luck.
All right. Well, Paragon, good luck to you tomorrow, sir. And we will see who the new number one contender for the national title is tomorrow in Baltimore. All right, a few other news and notes before we move on to promos and get the hell out of here. I need to update everybody on the Xantha the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, which right now is in round four. However, four people have moved on to the semifinals and into the quote-unquote money rounds. Melatonin is still taking on Bad Karma in one round four match. Jobu taking on Claymore in another. The First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, has moved into the quarterfinals, thus ensuring herself at least a at least some prize money, at least 10 million coins and 500 wrestler bucks. So congratulations to her, along with Denzel the Giant, who defeated Marcus Conan. Those two will square off, the Cougar and Denzel the Giant, in the quarterfinals. Honey Thunder Apples also moved into the quarterfinals with a win over Tigress. We are waiting on Basic Jan versus The Undertaker. Prince Applebee's versus Sassy Applebee's in another round four matchup. And Simply the Best, the only former Xantha the Platinum Dragon tournament winner still in the game and quite possibly on track to win a second one, also moves into the quarterfinals and the money round. So congratulations to those four, the Cougar, Denzel the Giant, Honey Thunder Apples, and STB. They have all guaranteed themselves at least 10 million coins and 500 wrestler bucks. We'll have another update for you all next week on the Xantha the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. Matchups involving people here that in the chat that hadn't mentioned yet. Cougs, you'll be taking on Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon tomorrow. Who else is in the chat that I could probably update? Let's see. We already know Hobo, already know Mark. Lady Vex will take on Crazy Serb tomorrow on the Superstars. And Wildfire. Let's see. Wildfire will be taking on Tad Regal Wolf Dennis. I also have a match as I will take on Kayla the Governess. So I think that's it. I think we can start promos now. And let's see. Well, El Vacant, you want to start kick us off on promos?
Let's see. Well, you know, I told him, you know, he won the championship, so Strangleheart's going to get an item in the menu soon. He has to contact me to, you know, if he has any ideas of something he'd like. I'm also looking for ideas from, you know, my fan base out there. If people have an idea of a good item for Strangleheart, you feel free to let me know.
All right. Thank you, El Vacant. Judge, you have anything to promote tonight? Judge.
Judgment.
All right, we'll take that as a no. Paragon, anything you have to promote tonight?
You know, just turn into the show tomorrow. It's going to be a hell of a night. I think that we've got at least three world-class matches to tune into. It's going to be something for everybody.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Mark, anything you have to promote tonight?
Yes, indeed, actually. I would like to announce that Commonwealth's next pay-per-view will be about 2 weeks from now, if I'm not mistaken, on June the 25th, called the Redemption Pay-Per-View. And I would like to make a special announcement here, if that's okay. But, for example, I'd like to announce a big main event that I'm really thinking of right now. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Well, this may surprise some that will be involved, but we have decided that Beast, who won the Commonwealth Heavyweight title for some reason at Commonwealth Games, his first title defense will not be an easy one. As a matter of fact, he'll be facing not one, not two, but three different challengers. And they are Chris Cage, Sarah Lee Johnson, and Griffith Davian in a match that I like to call double jeopardy.
Interesting. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Mark. Sounds like it's going to be fun. Some fun going on over there in Commonwealth Wrestling. Mithras, anything to promote tonight?
Yeah, I just want to promote tomorrow night's show, because that match between me and Dez, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Maybe
I don't have anything. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And last but not least, the Immortal Griffin.
I don't know. I'd like to promote giving a fuck.
That's always nice. Thank you. Anything else? We'll end with that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will return next week for RAWF After Hours, and we'll see if we have give you an update on Philadelphia Freedom, and who knows what else. It's been a crazy night. And thank you all for joining us tonight. We will see you all next week. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Say goodnight, El Vagan.
Goodnight, El Vagan.